Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about law of attraction, relationships, and addictions in your life. In this podcast, you're going to create a clear path to success within your life. We'll be right back with the host and the topic right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101. All about personal growth. Be right back with the show. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so excited, so happy and grateful that you're listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is, when will you be ready for action? When are you ready for action? What do I mean by that? Because oftentimes we sit idle. Well, I don't know about you, but I sat for years and years idle, never taking action on nothing, just absolute zero. Until I looked at myself in the mirror and said, what the heck are you doing? What path are you living? Who are you and what are you here for? This is what the age-old question is. What is our purpose? Why are we here? What is the meaning of life? I kept on asking myself these questions and sitting there on the couch and getting overweight, drinking too much, bad habits in my life until I started to realize, what am I really about? And so I started diving into personal growth. And when I started to really understand and dive into my subconscious mind and how it really works, and do I know everything? Absolutely not. I'm in the process of learning how to create much more than I had before. Because you're always improving life for where you were. And you want to go to where you want to be. If that makes sense to you. So you're always progressing forward. You're never falling backwards. You know, there's this scale where you go up and down, up and down, up and down, up, and you're going towards the peak. But you always have these, you know, these valleys and, you know, hills, and then back to a valley and then back to a hill again. So in between there, as long as you have progressive growth in your life, no matter what it is, means your health, your wealth, your happiness, your relationships, all of those things. So the question is, when are we going to take action? When are you ready? There's no time like the present. Because if you don't take action now, nothing will happen. I'm telling you from experience. Because nothing gets done until you take responsibility for your actions. And when you implement your action plan towards your success, whatever it may be, you start building on that. And then rewarding yourself on the way. You know, you say, great job. Okay, let's do the next one. And then the next one. It's just like when you're jogging and you have milestones. Okay, I'm going to go to this point. And then you're going to go to this point. Or it's exercising. Or if you're writing a book, whatever it may be. I'm going to finish one page a day, 2 pages a day, one chapter a day, whatever it may be. This is the progressive taking action plan. Is doing something every single day towards your success goals. So taking your action plan right away and taking your life to that next level. And when you do, you start feeling this feeling of euphoria. It means like you feel good and you're, because you know you're progressing. And you start to hit these milestones. And then you all of a sudden you hit your goal. And then you start a new goal on top of that. So you're always constantly creating new goals. But finish that goal first. Because if you don't finish that goal, there's no point in starting a new one. That's just wasting energy and time. Or both. Energy and time are both basically exactly the same thing. Because when you stop what you are doing as a goal, unless it actually, the goal is absolutely, sorry, you know what, I'm going to correct that. Because if that goal is unachievable, and you made that goal way too high and you're struggling to get there, then that's where you'd have to reassess and make little goals to get to that biggest goal. Does that make sense? So you have a massive big goal that you were gonna, that you want to achieve, but you're having a hard time getting to it. So find a middle ground in your life where you're looking at this little valley that you're, oh man, I just didn't hit that today, or I didn't hit that this week or this month. So then you make these milestone goals towards your biggest goal. And this is, high achievers do this, but they're hitting their goals all the time. Because they, but tell you the truth, they did not hit those major goals right away. They had milestones. And they took risks. Major risks. Remember, no pain, no gain, no risk, no rewards. Because when you start to reward yourself in life, you start to realize, okay, this is where I want to be. And you start, these action plans start going faster and faster and faster in your life. And all of a sudden, your goals are hit, and then you're starting a new one. And then you're hitting goals faster, and they are achievable. This is one of those things when people forget, is when you make these goals in your life that are unachievable, unattainable, you feel this sense of failure. You do. You feel this sense of failure in your life that, oh man, I'm not going to hit my goal today or this week, this month, this year. Because you may have been making them much too big. So this is the, you know, I'm going to make $1 million this year. But all of a sudden, you know, you made $40,000 last year and you want to make $1 million. How are you going to do it? It's more like a pipe dream, as they call it. So make it achievable. Okay, I'm going to hit 60. I'm going to hit 80 the next year. And I'm going to hit 120 the next year after that. But you got to hit those goals. Hit that 60, hit that 80. And if you're not hitting it, then you got to reverse engineer it and figure out where you went, some of those mistakes you had made, and improve on them and don't make them again. So when are you ready to take action? This is that major question I started with. I'd love to hear from you. So send me an email and tell me your action plan for this year. Or sorry, 2019, actually next year, 2019. What is your major goals in your life? Send me an email at stephanneff53@gmail.com. Or just search my name and you'll find my name. I really want people to really get to that next level. And I'll respond back to you. And in detail, if you can do it in detail, and then I can look at it and go, okay, it's achievable. Because oftentimes we can't see it ourselves. We just don't want to see it. Because we think, okay, they have these grand old schemes that we're doing and grand goals that we want to achieve. But oftentimes we just don't know how to get there. We have big dreams. And this is one of my missions, is to guide people on that dream trip, dream path to their success. Because it's always a success path in life. Always is. That's the life goal that for me is to hit and achieve all my goals in life. All of them. One step at a time. I'll be right back with a recap of this amazing podcast right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth within your life. How to create clear clarity, that step-by-step process to success. We'll be right back, right after this. Hello and welcome back. Let's do a little recap before the end of this show. So, achieving your goals, the milestones, is make little goals to achieve your biggest goal. That's number one. That's the biggest one. And I'll leave you with that, because It's very simple. When you achieve these little goals in your life, to achieve your biggest massive dream goal, and you'll have many of them, have little steps and then celebrate them. Doesn't matter how small or how big they are, celebrate them every single, that's number two, is celebrate them every two, every single day. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a great day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.